On behalf of the Women's Active Museum on War and Peace, I'd like to address the issue of Japan's military sexual slavery. It has been 30 years since this issue was first raised at CEDAW in 1994. The measures taken by the State Party in those years were not victim-centered, therefore failed. In our museum, we display the portraits of survivors from 11 countries and regions who gave us permissions to do so. Many of them have passed away without receiving proper reparations. The survivors are still waiting for Japan to accept that the Kompo women's system was a system of sexual slavery and that it has a legal responsibility to provide full reparations to all victims in order to fulfill its obligations under the CEDAW. Passing on historical records and preserving memory is an essential component of satisfaction as well as the guarantee of non-repetition. Thank you.